Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
COVID numbers are climbing again after the holidays. Cases are up, and so are hospitalizations. But this COVID winter looks different from the last one. WBUR health reporter Priyanka Dayal McCluskey is here to explain why. Hi, Priyanka.
Hi, Rupa. Thanks for having me.
So it sounds like the holidays and the gatherings are what's driving the increase in COVID right now, right?
Right. So many of us traveled or spent time with friends and family during the holidays, and we know that contributes to the spread of respiratory viruses. So as we've seen over the last couple of winters, COVID numbers are increasing. Wastewater data shows a steep spike, and we may not be seeing the peak in cases yet because it takes time for people to develop symptoms and test positive. There's another factor to consider right now, and we're seeing the rapid rise of a contagious new COVID variant called XBB.1.5. This accounts for 3/4 of cases in New England, according to the CDC.
And over the last two winters, COVID overwhelmed the healthcare system. Is that what it looks like now again?
Well, the number of COVID patients in hospitals is rising. It's doubled over the last month. But remember, last year at this time, we saw an incredibly fast spike because of the Omicron variant. We are not seeing a surge anywhere near that level now. State data tells us the rate of positive tests is lower than the peak of last January. And there are about 1,300 patients, COVID patients in hospitals right now. But here's some important perspective. That's about half of what hospitals were seeing at this time last year.
Interesting. Are doctors saying they're noticing any trends in the COVID patients they're treating this year?
Well, one thing is a smaller number of patients in the ICU. Here's Dr. Shira Derone, epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center.
It is reassuring that even among patients with COVID, they're less sick than patients were overall in the earlier days of the pandemic.
And Derone says most COVID patients in hospitals are not being treated for COVID. They're in the hospital for some other reason and happen to test positive.
COVID has really become just one of the many respiratory viruses that are circulating and that circulate at higher rates in the wintertime.
So basically, Rupa, COVID has become a more routine problem in hospitals and a little bit more predictable than it was before.
Well, that sounds like a good thing. Does that mean hospitals aren't feeling as stressed as they were earlier in the pandemic?
Well, actually, the healthcare system is under a lot of stress right now. The difference is COVID is no longer the main stressor. Dr. Paul Bittinger runs emergency preparedness for the Mass General Brigham Hospital System. Here's how he describes it.
The healthcare system across the state, across the country, remains under extraordinary strain. Our emergency departments are more full than they have been. Our hospitals are more full. The demand for care remains higher than it has been. And any increase in the demand for care, any increase in the demand for hospital beds is really, really hard to accommodate.
This is because patients are coming to ER sicker after deferring care. Hundreds of patients are waiting for mental health treatment, and hundreds of others are stuck in hospitals because there's no rehab or skilled nursing bed for them to continue their care. On top of all this, there are staffing shortages across healthcare right now, so a lot of challenges for the system.
I see. So how are hospitals managing all of this?
They say they're doing their best to juggle all the patients who need care. Sometimes they postpone surgeries to make room for urgent care, and they're using alternative spaces to treat patients. I'll give you an example. At UMass Memorial Medical Center, some of the rooms typically used during the day are now used for patients staying overnight. Here's Justin Precourt, the hospital's chief nursing officer.
This has become the new reality. It's how do we really, you know, provide the service that we need to provide to the community within the confines that we have. And these are ways that we can do that.
Hospitals during the pandemic have gotten a lot better at expanding capacity when patient numbers rise.
Is there anything else that's different about what's happening around COVID right now that we haven't already talked about?
Well, for the first time, we have COVID along with flu and RSV, which has hit kids especially hard. Flu and RSV appear to be past their peaks, but all these viruses spreading at the same time has made for a tough winter so far.
That's WBUR health reporter Priyanka Dayal McCluskey. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Rupa. Thank you.